Please be seated. Well, what got my attention when I was reading through the lessons towards the very end of the gospel where Jesus said, "Take away the stone." It really caught my attention. And notice that he didn't say, "Well, do you mind taking the stone away?" He said very directly, it was a command. He said, "Take away the stone." Now, what I'd like to do is use that as a metaphor, a stone. The stone as a metaphor of unbelief, attitudes of cynicism, hard-heartedness, meanness, faithlessness, sin, anything that keeps Jesus out of our lives. Anything that will take away the stone, that will remove the barrier that keeps Jesus out of our lives. So as we listen to our lessons, we really learn each single lesson that God is life. And with obedience comes life. Obedience to God. And right off the bat, we have the call. And we pray that, and we know this, only God can bring order to our lives, to our unruly wills. But then next we ask for God to give us strength for our hearts and our minds to be fixed on Jesus, on God, on the Lord, to be focused on Him, and to be centered on Him. Now, in the Old Testament with Ezekiel, we definitely know that he was fixed. His eyes, his heart, his mind, his body, his whole self was focused on God. So God brought Ezekiel to a valley of dry bones. And I always think of that song. I think we should sing that before as a gradual hymn. I was going to ask Gary to sing, but he's
busy.
Anyway, but what I'd like to do is also the bones. That's a metaphor. It's the same as stone. So God told Ezekiel to prophesy. And Ezekiel did. He obeyed. He listened and he obeyed. And he says, "So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bones with bones. And I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh came upon them, and skin had covered them." Wow. He was thinking, it worked. I did what God said, and it worked. My goodness. Ezekiel knew that without God, without God's Spirit, without God's breath and presence, there is no life. There is no life. God sustains us. Now what I'd like to do is read the next verse down. It says, "Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live." Ezekiel prophesied this, and suddenly there was life. Ezekiel knew, and God was telling Ezekiel, all his people, and even us today, that with God's Spirit in us, we have life. And nothing can take away God's breath from us. Nothing can take away God's Holy Spirit that's in us. Nothing at all. So Ezekiel knew. So next, we have the gospel. And that's another great learning. But when we start off, when Larry started to read it, we may think to ourselves, well, how did Jesus feel? Probably at first he wanted to go right away when he found out that Lazarus was sick. Because he did. He loved Mary. He loved Martha. He loved Lazarus. But what do we know about Jesus? Jesus always followed God's will first and foremost. Nothing is before. for God's will. Here it is. Accordingly, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Even though Jesus loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus, and he knew that he was sick, he said, accordingly, Jesus still stayed there for 2 days. He did God's will. And that must have been hard for him, but he did it. Well, then after those 2 days, and what he needed to do, whatever God's will was for him in that place, he said to them, let's go. Let's go to Judea. But the disciples were a little bit worried, and they reminded him, and they said, but Rabbi, there's a problem. The Jews were just now trying to stone you. And are you going to go back there again in danger? And there again, we have the stone as a metaphor of sin. The sins of them stoning the Lord. Our sins as stones killing the Lord. But what happens? Jesus tells them. He said, there's 24 hours in the day, 12 are light and 12 are dark. So the Lord is using light and day as a metaphor. And he tells us, and he tells them, if you walk in the daylight, you don't stumble around. You don't get lost. You find your way. If you walk in darkness, without a flashlight, with no light, you tend to get lost. You stumble. You don't find your way. So with Jesus, we find the way. Because Jesus is the way. Without Jesus, we're in the dark, and we do get lost. We stumble around. We sin, and we forget God's will, and we fail in doing it. Jesus was teaching all of them and all of us to listen to God's will and to learn how to obey God as he did. Because in that way, imitating Jesus, we glorify God and we please him with our lives. But now next, we have to give Thomas credit because we always hear about doubting Thomas. But in this gospel, he was really faithful to the Lord. And he says, after they decide, he said, Thomas says, let's also go with him that we may die with him. So Thomas is willing to die for the Lord, and he was faithful, and they go off. All of us are in good company, if we think about it, with Ezekiel, with the disciples that day, with Martha, with Mary, with Lazarus, all of them at one point or another have their doubts. Each and every one of them sin. And the same is for us. But they try hard to understand what they're to do. They try to listen to the Lord, even though they falter. And all of us are to try as hard as we can to listen and be faithful and trust in God first, more than we trust in ourselves, which is a little bit difficult for us to do. We're human, and we tend to trust in ourselves. And if we think about it, it seems silly at face value because God is the creator. God made us. He loves us. Everything that God does, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is for us to have life with him. But still, we tend, like them, to trust in ourselves rather than really understand and trust in God. And the example is here with Martha and Mary. Both of them, who loved the Lord in their own way, both of them said to him, but Lord, if you had just been here, our brother would not have died. They couldn't or just weren't able to or wouldn't understand that, yes, Jesus is the Messiah. So let's think that through. Jesus is truly the Messiah, the anointed, the sent from God, for real. Jesus is the resurrection. Jesus is life. They did not have to worry. They were trying, but didn't make it. And then further on in the gospel, another two, let's say, attitudes of human beings. When Jesus became emotional, what happened? Some of them said, seeing how he loved them. So they had mercy on the Lord. They could feel his compassion and his grief. They were kind. They were compassionate. They cared. Now the next group, what did they say? Well, could not he who opened up the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? No mercy. No compassion. More being cruel, unsensitive, cynical, almost destructive, breeding discontent and hostility rather than love and compassion. All of us have to choose which way we're going to be. Compassionate, merciful, forgiving like the Lord, or hostile, antagonistic, without mercy, without care of our neighbors. But finally, with all the doubts that all the disciples had shown that day, and even with Martha giving her warning, telling the Lord, the Creator, telling him that, well, there's going to be a stench because he's been dead for 4 days, it shows you how, like, the mind just doesn't quite work up to par. But Jesus doesn't listen to any of them except for what God wants. And so Jesus says, take away the stone. And they do. And then he calls to Lazarus. He says, Lazarus, come out. And he does. Lazarus comes out because Lazarus is now alive. No doubts, not sin, not hate. Nothing can keep Jesus from raising all to life. Jesus does forgive all of our sins, all of our attitudes, all of our faithlessness, all of our doubts. All we have to do is to turn to the Lord and ask Him to forgive us. All we have to do is turn to the Lord and take away our own personal stones, anything that keeps Jesus out of our lives. We are to remove it so that Jesus can come in and Jesus can call us out. Because it is truly with the Lord, Jesus Christ, the Messiah and the Savior, it's only through Him that we can have true life. Amen.